And if you don't know, now you do know Guns, the Gun Show. Welcoming back my long-lost friends. And they were lost for a little bit, but now they're found. My buddies Jess and Chris, they're in the morning of. It feels so good to be able to say that because, you know, the morning of. Hell yeah. What's up, friends?
Hi. Yeah.
What's up?
Dude, first of all, I'm so happy to, I'm semi-happy to hear your voices. Now, this girl Jess over there that's on the phone, she, I had been texting you throughout the past year or so, just be like, yo, what up, friend? Want to hang out?
You were so dramatic. It has not been the past year, maybe like last week,
right.
Last month, I don't know.
And then it came to the point where I had to Facebook message her and be like, dude, I think you're getting my text messages, but if I did anything wrong, just let me know. Like, but then you ended up hitting me up.
No, you're fine.
So.
You're off the hook this time.
Well, listen, I was...
Yeah, she doesn't answer anyone's text, John.
Yeah.
It's not just you.
It's cool. At least Chris answered me. And then that beer dude. But listen, guys, congrats, because the morning of, the announcement came out a couple weeks ago. I think I was live on air because it came out, like, on a Sunday night. And when I, like, it came through, and I was like, hell yes. And I immediately ran to your Facebook and the Twitter, et cetera.
Oh, thank you.
Because you guys are actually doing a show this Sunday. It's going to be at Webster Hall. Talk about it.
It's going to be great. We're so excited for it. It's this Sunday, I think 6:30 or doors. We're playing with Sparks the Rescue, Joni Fatora, who else? The Lion in the Main.
Mohican.
Oh,
Mohican,
nice.
Yeah. From Philadelphia. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. It's just a big, giant reunion.
And I think one of the last times I saw you guys probably was there and then was at that same venue before, like, where there were rumors that you guys were going to maybe take a hiatus or a break or whatnot. And then it happened, and that kind of sucked. So talk about that.
Well, you were also very drunk.
Right.
And
who, me,
that
drunk?
That was definitely the last time I saw you guys. That was definitely the last time I saw you.
Did I look good, at least? Did I look good and fit? Did I look?
You look great.
Yeah,
I hope you look great really on nice. Sunday, too.
I remember what you wore that night. It was great.
Well, yeah, shirtless. But, so what happened? All right, tell us what happened with the morning of and what made you guys come back together, at least for this show, and we pray for more.
I mean, we were doing it for a while, you know. I think we just wanted to kind of explore other avenues with music and stuff. So we just needed a break. We took the break, you know, we did a tour in Europe a few summers ago, and it was, like, freaking awesome. We had so much fun. And so, I don't know, we did a show in Raleigh a few months ago, and it was, like, it was such a good time and got such a good reaction that we figured we'd do one in New York. So That's what we're doing this Sunday.
Very cool, very cool.
And, yes.
I mean,
everyone needs to come. Everyone has to come out, ever.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll be there as well. So if you don't like the band, at least you can come and hang out with me, right? If you don't want to hear great music, and by the way, it's always been great music, and, you know, you guys have been on throughout the years, you know, Jess's laugh is infectious. I don't know in a good way or a bad way, but definitely, definitely infectious. And, but the live, you know, the live show, everything, so excited. And plus, it's just an overall feeling. Were you guys surprised by, I mean, the response has been really good for you guys.
But I'm just excited because there are people that still, they remember us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a really long time.
And
hopefully we see a lot of familiar faces. It's just really, really, we're all so grateful for that.
And now you released a song,
Holdin'. Yeah, for sure. We're playing stuff from the old album and also the last album, The Way I Fell In, and maybe a new song or two, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Good. Now, you released a song, Holdin', which I actually played last week, and it is a beautiful, beautiful song. It mentions New York in it. It's fucking a really beautiful song. And can we expect this, maybe a couple more songs to come out? What's the song with that? Or did you kind of just want to release this to be like, hey, we're still around, we're here?
Yeah, that's definitely the idea behind it. But, I mean, we have a few other songs in the works. I mean, we haven't really set a release date for anything, but we will put a few other songs out. And we've talked about putting a record out yet pretty soon. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. But we're definitely going to release at least another few songs in the near future, hopefully within the next few months.
Good. And, I mean, you guys are very talented. You guys had a unique style. You guys had something very unique. It was just, I guess, the timing. And plus, you guys did do a long run, you know, a pretty long run. And then everyone kind of had their own thing going on. Hence his life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Life happens. And life is good. Life is great for everyone right now. We're all still really cool. We're all really close. So definitely everyone should keep their ears open for more stuff to come.
Whoa, teasing over there. I love it. at least she hasn't lost the ability to do that on the interviews. But so everyone feels good. Everyone feels fresh. Have you guys been practicing? You're geared up for Sunday, Webster Hall. It's the morning of. You can pick up your tickets. What's the status? What have you guys been doing, man?
Well, we definitely have not been practicing.
Right. Perfect.
But that's how it's always been done. So what? It's like, we're going to have a good time.
And now where's everyone located? Where are you guys located nowadays? You guys still in where the hell you guys were from?
We were all over the place, but... Yeah. Recently,
I'm in Philadelphia. I'm in Philly. Chris is in New York. People are in North Carolina. People are everywhere.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Well, Dan's back up now. Dan, our drummer, just moved back up to New York, and Justin's in Philadelphia area too. So we're closer than we have been in a really long time. So that's why we're doing this.
I'll tell you what, that reaction to Holden has been really, really good, and it just puts a smile on my face because you guys, like I said before, as we speak here with The Morning Up, definitely had something unique to you guys, and it just felt so good to hear that music. And like, then earlier today, I went back on like the old YouTube channels. It was like 2008 or something, and I'm like, wow, I don't even know where I was in 2008, but apparently I was listening to you guys, so...
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, and, still love you guys and everything. Very excited. Appreciate you guys coming on the show. You guys can follow them on Twitter. This is Jess and Chris we're speaking with, but they're from The Morning Of. That's the Twitter, the Facebook. Definitely come out to the show. It'd probably sell out by the end of this, by the end of the gun show tonight, as people listen from all over. But what else is going on? Anything else you guys want to say to everybody out there? Can you guys please come back together as a band? Or can that be awkward right now?
Let's see. We're definitely really excited about putting new songs out and everything. Anyone in the tri-state area, you know, we're going to be playing stuff from the world as you know it and the way I feel it, and a few new songs. So if you're in the area, definitely come out. Show starts at 6:30, Webster Hall Studio. It's going to be great.
Perfect. Listen, you're both great Americans from time to time. And I appreciate you. I'm glad that I'm able to call you guys friends. And first round is on me.
Aww.
We call it fireballing shots, not just fireball, fireballing shots. And
oh, shit.
Okay, I like that. I'm excited.
Are you familiar with fireball over there, you two, or no?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Ryan, time to time.
Clearing the throat, God help us. So we'll do... You crazy mother effers. Oh, well, you guys are great. I'm so happy to be able to see you guys. I'm going to scream my lungs out. Whoa, we are the
ones. Can't wait to see your face.
That fall apart. Yeah. So, on that note.
Come do guest vocals.
I miss you guys. Take care, all right?
No, you should come. You should play. I saw a picture of you playing guitar.
Oh, dude. I played guitar since I was 6 years old. I played on Warped Tour a couple times with Rev the Sickest Kids, and I, they got
That's
out of it.
That's what I thought. Then I feel like you're definitely qualified to play guitar on Sunday then.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Seeing during that song, you come on and you play guitar.
I'll do a little improv on it. Perfect. I'll shred. Shred. I'll
do it.
I'll work on my kick flips now. So,
yeah.
Christ. All right, guys. Love you guys. I'll see you the morning of. Also with our buddies from
too.
Sparks to Rescue this Sunday, Webster Hall. Pick up the song Holden. Pick up all their old catalog as well. We're looking forward to more stuff. If you don't know, now you do know. The Morning Of. It's the Gun Show.